Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of November 7th, 2011. In cryptid news, is it a bird, a plane, or could it be Mothman? A sighting of a large V-shaped object turned interesting when the shape seemed to flap its wings. On Halloween, around 2:45 p.m., a man was driving north of Scranton, Pennsylvania, in the northeast part of the state when he noticed the odd shape in the sky. The man claims he has seen a variety of birds and knows it could not have been any one of them he has ever seen. He originally thought it was a hang glider until it seemed to flap its wings. There have been other reports in Pennsylvania earlier this year of a similar flying creature. In UFO news, in the latest UFO over a sports stadium filmed by a guy in the stands story, a high school game in Arizona included some interesting lights near the stadium. While the immediate conclusion was UFOs or top-secret airplanes, a more logical solution was found just a couple of days later. One suggestion had been that it had looked to be flares attached to skydivers, but that explanation was called absurd by many who commented on the video, as well as those in the media that covered the subject. Sadly, a helicopter pilot from a local Fox television station affiliate came forward with information that a group of skydivers did in fact dive around the same time the footage was filmed in the same direction with flares attached to their legs. Even though this explanation was given gracefully by a former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, Benjamin Radford, it is still being argued upon as a standard explanation over a cover-up to what really happened. And the latest UFO over a sports stadium filmed by a guy watching on TV story has shown up on YouTube. The latest frenzy of UFO believers have now flocked to the footage of a New Orleans Saints game where the UFOs were sighted when the game came back from a commercial break. Just like the last few videos on the same subject, the UFOs in question are just airplanes caught in footage that is sped up. Many claim that this is impossible since there are no apparent signs from the trees moving. Great logic, but if one actually watches along the street, you'll see a few quick spurts of people flying by a lot quicker than most people can run. Then again, maybe they're aliens. I'm just so amazed at how quickly people abandon logic and come up with silly answers to simple problems. The guy who originally posted the video swears, literally, that this is genuine footage of UFOs, and the few paranormal news bloggers who picked it up backed up his story without any problem solving or critical thinking for themselves. Now with over 900,000 views and almost a dozen copy videos, the story is still being believed by the public as genuine footage. Hopefully the NFL will speak up and put these silly beliefs to rest. You know what? Hold on. I have to make a phone call. Okay.
Greetings.
Hello, is this the Common Sense Help Desk?
Yes, this is the Common Sense Help Desk.
Is there anyone at the Occam's Razor Department?
No, sorry, they're off for the weekend.
Oh, okay, off for the weekend. Well, that seems obvious enough. Hey, can I just ask you one question? Okay, a guy films lights in the sky during a football game and immediately thinks UFO.
Wow, big jump.
I know, big jump. Then they find out that four guys were skydiving, the same amount of the lights that were seen,
yep,
with flares attached to their legs.
Same time and direction?
Yeah, same time, same direction.
Slam dunk. That's probably the explanation pending other evidence.
Slam dunk? Great, thanks.
Sounds like...
What's that?
Sounds like that guy that filmed the UFO of the Saints game. That was really just sped up film.
Exactly. I agree, yes. Sped up film, not a UFO. Awesome. That's all I really needed. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. And I hope you feel better now.
Yes, I feel much, much better. Thank you.
Have a good night now.
Some more relevant information on UFOs. MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, reports that Missouri now outranks California as the state with the most UFO reports. On October 31st, Missouri had 8 different UFO reports and finished the month with a total of 75. California is traditionally the state with the most reports, and it only turned in 69 for the month of October. Texas, Florida, Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Indiana join Missouri and California at level 3. 9 states, including Ohio, rank at a level 4 with 13 or more reports in the month of October turned into MUFON. And in other news, I want to thank Dan for having me in the Grandark Conspiracy Studios on Halloween. It was an interesting experience with the Ouija board, and I can honestly say there are no ill effects from using it.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Not sure what that was. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grandark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
All in all, not bad. Not bad at all. And so, goodbye, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.